This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.
All right. Right about now, though, we're going to have a conversation with a guest that is joining me on the line. And on the line, I'm joined by Lara Rosmarine, who is the head of entrepreneur development at UVU Accelerate. Lara, welcome to the show. Is that how you say your surname?
So thank you so much for having me on your show. Yes, my name is Lara Rosmarine, and I head up entrepreneur development and incubation for UVU Accelerate, which is a division of UVU Africa.
Oh, thank you so much, Lara. Lara, let's get into the business of things now. We are seeing it growing because we are all about empowering women, right? It's a Wednesday.
Yes.
We want to empower women. As much as we are empowering, we need to also trace some of the trends that are happening in the industries that they're in. So we are seeing a growing number of women starting businesses in the country, yet many of them are also exiting too soon. What do you believe are the key barriers that female entrepreneurs face in the sustaining their businesses?
So your stats are correct, and well done on doing your research on this particular topic surrounding women. That is what the Global Entrepreneur Monitor Index is showing us, that women are exiting businesses too soon. And when we look at what could the potential reasons be for this, there are a myriad of them: lack of profitability, family circumstances, not enough access to finance, and sometimes even perhaps a fear of failure. So there are several reasons why women are exiting businesses. But through UVU Africa and UVU Accelerate and our Women in Business program, we also see that there are a large number of women who are starting their own businesses and really, really want to be able to compete in this digital economy.
And a follow-up question to that, when you say there's a large number of women who are really willing to start, have they been trained to be able to stand firm in this business so that they don't, you know, add on to the number of women that are exiting too soon? Have they been trained? Have they been prepared? Do you guys have talks with them to prepare them to stay longer in business?
So that is a great question. So we have a program designed specifically to help female entrepreneurs who have started their own business and are struggling to compete in the digital economy to really upskill their knowledge on top technology tools, on business skills, on business tools, on social skills, on personal development skills, to enable them to succeed in this field of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is not the easiest career path to choose. And we found that through our program, we are seeing more women remain in entrepreneurial ventures. We are seeing women collaborate with each other and encouraging other women to join the plight of the entrepreneur. And what's so interesting is we have a waiting list of close to 2,000 women who are wanting to still join our Women in Business program. So there is definitely a need. There is definitely a desire. And there is definitely an opportunity for female entrepreneurs.
Let's speak about the work you do. So far, you guys have supported over 2,500 women. And that's a big number. So what kind of support has proven most effective in helping them thrive in their businesses in your experience when you look at the landscape?
So that's just in one of our programs. And through Africa, we have a myriad of programs. But I think that a diverse range of support is incredibly important. There seems to be this misconception that one mentor is the answer to every business problem. If we found that equipping entrepreneurs with teams of mentors to help them across the various facets of business have been incredibly successful, as well as training entrepreneurs in top technology tools so that they can compete in the digital economy. We found that those two pieces have been incredibly helpful in assisting the entrepreneur.
And we've also identified that whenever it comes to starting businesses, you need some startup capital, and it needs to be enough for you, you know, to move further and far in your business. Now, in your experience, is this one of the key reasons why most of the women's businesses fail? Do you think they need more capital to bridge the gap?
So I think capital to bridge the gap would definitely assist businesses. We need more seed funding pools, more startup grants to help these entrepreneurs. We know that blended finance models could also be a help. And just training in investment readiness and in managing your finance better could also assist. But we do know that capital is often a stumbling block for entrepreneurs.
Now, we've seen a number of graduates finish, you know, university studies, and then they go further. And some of them are just holding their CVs, they're trying to get a job and all this. And often you guys advise that they should get into this entrepreneurship journey where they start a business and then they start hiring more people because the unemployment rate in the country is quite low. So what do you believe are some of the urgent needed or urgently needed met things to help more women succeed in entrepreneurship?
So I think we need more programs. I think we need to shine an even greater spotlight on women. You know, we're seeing students that are studying and pursuing a particular career, and they're developing entrepreneurial ventures as well. We see those in established careers who are maybe potentially working for other companies who are starting their own businesses on the side. So people are really not necessarily staying in one lane, but they're shifting gears and changing lanes as they're going along. But a greater spotlight on the entrepreneurial journey, a greater spotlight on what opportunities are out there, what help is out there to help entrepreneurs, I think that would definitely be a positive way to shine a light on this particular industry and what we're trying to achieve.
Now, to bridge the gap from women, you know, leaving their businesses too early, or these female entrepreneurs leaving their businesses too early, we need to talk to them. And what are some of the most immediate steps that they can take to grow their businesses' sustainability so that they avoid this whole thing where now the business has been running for a few months and then suddenly they close shop?
So I think basic financial management is absolutely critical. Ensure that you have a finance mentor, somebody with a finance background that can help guide you and help you move in the right direction to ensure that your finances sustain you for as long as possible. We also teach a particular program which we call, which is an investment readiness program, to help businesses prepare themselves to become investment ready so that they're able to grow and scale and build on where they're at. So there are various ways in which we can assist entrepreneurs, particularly in the finance realm.
Lara, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. For more information, how can people contact you guys?
So you've got our website at Uvu Africa, and you can find us online on all the social media channels. You can look up Uvu Africa or Uvu Accelerate, and you're able to be in touch with us.
Thank you so much, Lara. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Lara Rasman, Head of Entrepreneur Development at UVU Accelerate, talking about women empowerment. It is WCW today, and we are all about empowering women. So why don't you do the right thing and stay in contact with them and then see how they can help you. Terms, I know you're starting a business, my friend, so maybe you might need to get in contact with Lara. What do you think?
This is Mix938.com. Real Mix. Real You.